talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's Seed and Feed.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was kind of a little bit chilly Saturday, not too bad, but yesterday was pretty good. Got a lot of stuff done yesterday at the old home place, digging a ditch by hand for a new propane line. What else got going on? Cleaned up stuff for the garden, checked the cows. Speaking of the cows, big shout out to Big Sean that works for the Price Farms over here, Sean Sinclair. He helped me get out of a bind this morning, showed up, stopped by to check the cows on the way to the studio this morning. Sure enough, one of them was in a jam. And I had my go to Sunday clothes on. And I didn't have any spare clothes with me. And so I called Sean hoping he was in the general area. And he was. We come over. Me and him got the cow in. And I ran the come along. And he ran the chain. And we got the calf out of the mama. Everybody is good. And then again, like I said, big shout out to Sean that worked for Price Farms. Helped me out of a jam this morning. And had another one over there in the pasture, so everything's busy this morning. And other than that, this wheat's growing, everything's good. Let's go ahead today. Now, by the way, this is officially National FFA Week, and I have Eric and Kelton, Texas FFA chapters in the studio with me today, and I'm excited about that. So let's get her cranking. 61 degrees at Arnett, 57 degrees at May Ranch, 52 at Lahoma, 64 at Elk City, 64 at Hollis, 55 at Altus, out in the Panhandle, big Panhandles from the state of Texas, 62 at Lipscomb, 62 at Miami, 65 at Dozer, 66 at Wellington, and 60 degrees at Odell. So, alright, markets are closed today, not much going on there, and so don't have any reports, updated reports for you. I will tell you what it was when it closed Sunday, I think, or Friday, corn was, for March, was down one, over one at 416. Soybeans for March was down, or up 10 at 1172. Soybean meal was up $6.10 at 345.60. Soybean oil was down for the first time for all last week. March was 45.59, down 41. Hard red winter wheat just keeps on going south. March futures 567, down 8. Cotton was down a little bit. Friday, March, was 93.87, down 76. Man, the cattle, whole different ball game. February, live cattle, 184.77, up 137. April, 187.55, up $1.95. Feeder cattle, March, 251.02, up 392. April, 253.55, up 332. And May, feeders were up to 255.62, up 272. Lean hogs were up in, for April, 85.22, up 22. May was unchanged at 88.85. So, anyway, oil was up a little bit. It's almost hugging the $80 mark again. Natural gas just keeps going backwards. March, 156, down 4. And the Dow and everything was in the green. So, anyway, current, before we take our first Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, that is a happy hour today. It's their happy hour today. I wanted to, I didn't get to it Friday. We had too much going on between Becky Carroll and Pecans and the Thomas FFA. Just didn't have time for anything, but I wanted to give you guys an update if you don't look at it on the U.S. Drought Monitor. It's looking sweet. Oklahoma has very little of any drought going on. Kansas is looking better. The only red going on in the whole United States is southern New Mexico, which is not surprising. And also that spot in Mississippi is getting smaller and smaller. So there's no drought going on in Arkansas. And then also there's a little bit of red down in the central part of, I'd say towards Austin, Texas. A little bit there, not bad. The only D4 going on is in New Mexico, and the stuff in Iowa and stuff is looking better also. It's still in a pretty good drought, but it's looking better than it has been. So just to update on that. And also there is a, let me find my email from the Forest Service. Let me see here, where to go, there it is. Just to give you guys a heads up for coming up towards the middle this week. Warming trend into the midweek will support increasing fire danger, although critical fire weather fuels thresholds are not likely to be met. Initial attack activity is expected to be successful. A few large fires cannot be ruled out, although significant fire potential will remain low with these warm days coming up. Prescribed burning and controlled burning activities are expected to increase this week, given good conditions for effective burning. So there's your fuel burn up there. One other thing I wanted to share with you guys. Let me get to it real quick. It was in a text message. Coming up this Friday afternoon, there's going to be a town hall meeting over at the North Fork Electric, a building there off the service road there, just as you get into Sayre. Senator Howard's going to be there. The North Gate will be open. Please park anywhere north of the building. The north door into our training room will be open. We will begin discussions over Senate Bill 1341 at 1 p.m. And Senator Howard will be there at 2 p.m. And this is for water permit holders, mainly this meeting, talking about people that have water permits for irrigation. So an important meeting for everybody to be there and get your opinion on what's going on, and Senator Howard's explanation on what's going on with Senate Bill 1341. So if that's of interest to you and you have water permit, you are permitted to use irrigation water, please attend this meeting coming up this coming Friday here in Sayre, Oklahoma. And Senator Howard out of Altus will be here to answer questions. Should be a good meeting. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, the Eric FFA is in the house. So anyway, happy National FFA week to all FFA chapters in Oklahoma, Texas, and all over the United States. Great week. We'll be right back after this. Fumbling for words today.
From hump to pivot, Valley Water experts to provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote manager, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
There, look at that. who's the president? You are? Hop over there. You guys hop in there and sit down, and we'll swap you out. I got plenty of time. There you go.
Appreciate it.
All the guys get up here, you girls are hiding out. What's up with that? You guys are hiding out back there. Anyway, let's check out the view on Facebook, see how you guys look. We better adjust that a little bit. There we go. Yeah, see? Yeah, you look good. And then that one. We got the girls in the picture, so don't be picking your nose back there. Are you guys excited? Yep. Back this week? How come? Those two mics there, be sure you guys share this one. And you take that one, you take that one. But don't kiss it, but talk loud for me, all right? These mics here are awesome. Those over there. We pride ourselves on doing this. How you been doing, boss? Good?
Hanging on.
Stock show is the district over?
Yep. It was all last week.
Okay. Well, I was surprised to get any schools in last week, but I did.
Yeah, I bet you got the ones that go up to Woodward and not Chickasha. Like Sweetwater and Raiden and Cheyenne, they go to Woodward.
Woodward, yeah. And then Thomas Faye Custer City was in Friday, and the president called me on the phone, so we had her on the phone while we were talking. It was pretty good. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Basketball over?
Nope.
No. You're in district now, I guess. How'd you guys do? One thing about either her, they'll tell the truth. You did bad, huh? You're done. Now what are you gonna do? Quartermaster Creek's sale is February 28th at the ranch. South Southfield softball. Selling 100
pounds to your include
deer,
veteran
growth, KG
Justified, and Easy A.
Several other breed
leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial 2-year-old pairs and open QC Genetics. Quartermaster Creek Spring Bowl sale Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch Southwest Leading. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to QuartermasterCreek.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Agriculture.
All right, welcome back to this OCA Happy Hour. Wellington, Texas, here is your ag update. 67 degrees, humidity is 22, dew point is 27. Winds are out of the northwest at 15 with gusts up to 19. Peak wind gust today, 26. 82 one-hundredths of an inch month-to-date precipitation so far. Sub-freezing minutes had 65 minutes overnight. 8-inch soil temperature, 42 degrees. Well, if you're watching on Facebook, we got a lot of happy campers in here. We got a full house. The girls are hiding out, but the guys stepped up to the mic like real men, so we're going to start with them right off the bat. Welcome to the show, guys. A lot of familiar faces in here. Well, Mr. Presidente, start with you. Introduce yourself and tell everybody if you're senior or junior, whatever.
My name's Caden Miller. I'm the president, and I'm a senior.
Okay. You?
My name's Hal Mills. I'm a chaplain, and I'm a senior as well.
All right.
Barrett Thompson. I'm a senior, and I'm a parliamentarian.
Okay.
Tucker Dunlap. I'm the vice president, and I'm also a senior.
All right. Well, we'll get to you ladies here in a minute. Don't worry. Anyway, they're back there hiding in the theater seating. Back row. Anyway, boss, what you guys got planned for this week? Again, happy National FFA Week to you guys.
Yes, sir. We've been greeting the kids at the elementary school every morning. We dressed up as farm animals today and greeted them.
But what were you?
I was a cow.
What? You're not a bull?
Nope.
So, anyway, what were you?
I'm doing it Wednesday.
Oh, you're doing it Wednesday. Yeah. I got you. So, what you guys got planned besides that?
We're feeding the teachers. We've got a dodgeball tournament. And we've kind of got some other things planned that we don't know. But we might switch back and forth from some things. Our schedule's kind of turned around because we were out of school 2 days this week. But we've got plenty.
Right, sir. I got you. All right, sir. You're a senior this year, right? What do you, speeches, show animals?
Well, yeah, I've been working on my state degree a lot for this year.
Oh, cool.
That's like the biggest award you can get in Oklahoma FFA. We've been working on that. But yes, I do like quiz bowls. We did state fair comp projects, stuff like that.
Right. All right. Mr. Thompson, step up to the mic there. Anyway, what have you been doing?
I show heifers, percentage semitones.
Right.
And I work in the shop, quiz bowls, been working on the state degree.
So how many is working on state degrees out of your chapter? Five?
Five.
That's Awesome. Are you one of them?
Yep.
Who's the other? Well, we got three right here. So you two?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And who
four
else?
Four and then.
Oh, look here. So anyway, so what up? And so this is your fifth year of FFA, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, fifth year of FFA. Is there anything that's just sticking in your brain there? Sticking out, let me rephrase that. Sticking out in your brain that you've learned that you're going to take on with you probably for the rest of your life.
Just like growing up, like I got in my fair share of trouble back when I was a little younger.
Somebody's laughing back there.
And Mr. L over here lined me out pretty fast. And, you know, I just stuck with it.
It stuck with you and been good ever since?
Yep.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Well, I got all guys up here before I switch out to the girls because they're way more funner than you guys. But anyway, so I went to the U.S. Harvest Custom Harvesting Convention here 3 or 4 weeks ago. And back when I was a kid, we all looked forward. We wanted to go on harvest, whether it start down by Vernon, Texas, and end up at, sometimes you'd end up at the Canadian border. So, I got a question for you. I asked one of the groups last week, you know, have you guys ever thought about going on custom harvest? And some of them said, yeah, and you know, that was about it. So it was brought up to me on Messenger, a really interesting scenario. So if you could get credits for high school, if you went on custom harvest for a month or 2 months or 3 months, if you would have got credits to graduate, would you guys have considered going on harvest?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've harvested peanuts, cotton, corn, done some custom hay work all this year. If I could do that and still get high school credits, that'd be sweet.
So that would probably interest, even, would it interest you girls? Raise your hand. No, so, just one of them, the one I figured you'd raise your hand. No? So anyway, so now what they're doing is they're having labor shortages. And, you know, the combines and stuff, you don't know. Have you ever run a 7720 John Deere combine?
No.
All right, so now you got all this nice stuff that's, you know, with GPS and auto steer and all these deal stuff. It's pretty cool. So it would interest you guys if you'd get high school credits with going on harvest.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So they're just trying to think of ways to, and FFA kids are their route to success. Now they got a simulator where you can get in these simulators now and act like you're driving a Peterbilt or you're driving a Swath or a combine. So anyway, they're trying to do something to make incentives for kids to go on harvest. So it's just a quick question. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and I'm going to swap you guys out for the ladies. How's that?
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Kloss.
Yeah, they're just trying to get something to get kids, you know, American kids to go back on harvest because right now all their help's coming from South Africa and Australia. So.
Gotta do something.
Yeah, you gotta do something. And you guys aren't help. You didn't help my question at all.
Which one?
The one you're the only one.
Oh.
So how's it been going, ladies?
Great.
Great.
For more information,
cool. Let's see what happens here. Gotta get my weather up before I forget. You guys have been taking a lot of family pictures here lately.
So. Yeah.
Somebody proud of their family or something, like your mom.
Yep.
Imagine that. Uh-oh.
They receive cattle all day, Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Over to Stockyards for once a business and do appreciate it.
That life insurance that I have on my property is for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell my truck. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this parking? How am I going to make the cost out of pocket and pay for some of this? That's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage to make it, it was a money making machine. You went out there out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody
from
the
minister.
Sure they do. you flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Deer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name and they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot.
Sports-wise.
The community and surrounding communities.
You guys busy? You got any projects going on in the shop?
I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank of Trust.
Somebody needs to talk about that.
FDIC. Is your mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away.
Simply your sister may need a bad bone belt.
Yeah, she showed me.
I don't have it on today, sorry, but I kind of hide it because my wife's always, who makes her belt? She made me one.
Listen up, it's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce weight.
So you guys planting more peanuts this year, Mr. Thompson?
No, this is the guy.
I thought you planted some too. No? Here's the cowboy?
I wouldn't say that.
So you guys going to plant more peanuts this year?
If anything, we might plant a little bit more ready to go.
Here comes more of the Hay Wagon with Jimmy
Clark. Sorry, take it back to work. We'll get you back up there. We'll get nosy with you. All right, welcome back to National FFA Week on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Got the Eric FFA in here in about 10 minutes. We'll have the Kelton FFA in here. Let's see. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma for this President's Day. 58 degrees, 30 for the dew point, 35 for humidity. Winds are out of the northwest at 15. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bears, soil temperature 40 degrees, sunset at 6:20, sunny and 64, clear tonight, 33. Tomorrow looks like a beautiful day, 73 degrees and not a lot of wind. Also, I want to welcome a new sponsor to Today in Ag Show, the Sayre Farmers Co-op from Sayre, Oklahoma, is the new sponsor on the show today. So welcome to being a sponsor. How's that? Welcome to... Also, I forgot to tell you guys Friday when we had the pecan lady on that they actually buy pecans at the Sayre Co-op, either 100 pounds or 2,000 pounds or 10,000 pounds. Give them a call over there and they buy pecans over there, so pretty interesting. Okay, now I got these gorgeous ladies in here from the Eric FFA. Welcome to the show, ladies. They were being bashful. They were back there sitting in the back row when we started, but they had a lot of people in there. Let's start with you. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Kylie. I'm the Sentinel, and I'm a junior.
All right. You, ma'am?
I'm Emma Coker. I'm a freshman, and I'm the historian.
All right. You?
Kenna McIntyre. I'm a senior, and I'm the secretary.
All right.
Erilyn Carter. I'm a senior, and I'm the reporter.
Okay, so we got two senior girls. You're junior, right?
Yes.
Freshman. All right. Well, welcome to the show, ladies. Let's start with you. What you got going on this week to celebrate National FFA Week?
We have the labor auction. We have...
When is that?
Tomorrow. At 6.
Where at? At the gym or something? At the cafeteria?
At the Eric cafeteria, and adults are $12, and children are 8.
Yeah.
And there will be calf fries and chicken strips, so you guys should check it out.
All right. She's quite the sales lady, aren't you? What about you, young lady? What are you doing this week?
Just helping out wherever I'm needed. I know we have a lot of fun things planned. We have an Ag Olympics, which I'm pretty excited about, but we haven't decided exactly when we're going to do that. But yeah.
Describe that.
Like an Olympics, but obviously acting, so like during hay bales and all sorts of other things that you would do around the farm and stuff like that.
Wow, that sounds fun. Miss McIntyre, you're up next.
We're also
go ahead.
We're also doing a petting zoo, and I get to bring my dog. And she says, "Hug and a weenie." Yeah. I got her for free.
So why don't you bring your dad too to the petting?
Yeah.
You tell him I said that too.
Okay.
Anyway, so you were the only one that raised your hands a while ago when I was talking about the harvesting deal. You could get credits, education credits, and go on harvest for 2 or 3 months. Why?
Well, I just want to be surrounded by agriculture the rest of my life just because it's been a big part of my life, and I wouldn't want to drop it and just go and do new things.
Right.
I would like to still carry on the things that mean the most to me.
Right. Well, she needs to run for president. That was pretty good. Anyway, well, you and your sister are both pretty sharp. That surprised me. So anyway, so, yeah, because back in the day, when I was in school in the 70s, okay, anyway, we were looking for adventures.
Yeah.
And nowadays with so much sports going on and stock showing going on and this and that going on, I see it's pretty tough. But I still think every kid in high school, girl or boy, needs to try at least a month of it.
Yeah, especially for experience, too.
Right, but now if you had an incentive to skip English your senior year and go on the harvest, I'm in, pick me. What about you, young lady? What do you got going on this week?
We have, like Emma was talking about, like the Ag Olympics, and we also are going to have like a little Jeopardy type thing, but with like ag questions,
right,
to try and like educate the rest of our school or even just the FFA members that we have, and maybe I think it will help them get like involved in like Green Hand, especially like the younger kids, and that's something that is really fun to do and it's really important for them to get
so
into.
So do they still do Green Hand initiations? They did not do that no more. Never mind. I'm sorry I brought that up. It's pretty bad when I was in school. So anyway, so what's your future? I'm going to talk to both of my senior girls here. What's your plans when you graduate?
I'm probably going to go to college at UCO and major in business. I'm not sure like exactly what I want to do, but just go and get a degree and then see what happens after that, wherever life puts me.
Being an FFA, you think it's going to help you down the road?
Yes, I think I've gained like a lot of leadership values through FFA. Definitely helps you like interact with people more.
Were you bashful before FFA or not? Because I know she wasn't.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe even like doing this right now is like a little bit.
You're a lot different in here today than you were last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
probably so. Not as nervous as last year, but yeah, doing stuff.
Why
like
were you
this
nervous last year? Because you were a nervous wreck. You don't know? Well, you're doing good this year.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. See, I'm trying to get her nervous again. It almost worked. So, anyway, wish you the best with your travels down the road.
Thank you.
Miss McIntyre.
So I'm also wanting to get a degree in business at OSU because my sister will be doing vet school, so she wants somebody up there with her. So I'm going to get a degree in business, which won't take near as long as her vet school, but I'll still be there for a quarter
more of it. For some of it?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so your degree in, what did you say, business?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what's your plans after, what do you got any plans for your business degree?
Well, I'm wanting to do cosmetology school. That way I can be on my own schedule instead of being on like a time job where I won't have time for other things.
Responsible?
Yeah.
So anyway, well, there you are. So you're going to OSU to keep your sister occupied up there, keep her out of trouble.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to still do, are you going to help her do leather work up there? I think she's really good at that.
Oh, yeah, I think she got that on her own. Not that patient.
Yeah, it takes patience. She did really good. All right, back to you. You ready? Look at the mic. Anyway, there you go. You're a junior.
Yes.
You got any plans yet?
I'm not really too sure what I want to do. I think I want to go to OSU, like Kenna said, and I think I want to get an ag business degree and do something along those lines.
Okay, cool. Well, you're young, but are you thinking anything? You're a freshman, I know, but are you thinking anything yet?
Yes, I want to be a pharmacist, but my first year or two, I want to go to OSU, but then I'll transfer over to SWASU. They have a really good pharmacy program.
School, yeah. So why don't you go to OU instead of OSU first?
Go Pokes. OSU.
Well, boomer sooner you. So anyway, one last person. Get the guy, Mr. Presidente, behind me. I want him to come back up to the mic real quick. Anyway, you guys, you're deep into the farming. What's your plan? What are you guys' plans this year? Wheat's cheap, corn's cheap, alfalfa okay, but not great. Peanuts, you're going with more peanuts? Do you know?
I think we're going to stay about the same as last year with peanuts. We did good with peanuts, but I think any more we'd kind of overload ourselves. We only have one combine. We broke one down, and it's pretty well not worth fixing.
Why not?
Well, wheel bearing came undone. The whole spindle fell apart. The tire tore up about every fan chute that's on it.
Sounds like a normal farming operation.
That's about right.
the sand and there's a lot of sand in the peanuts, so, I mean, things are going to happen.
Yes, sir, that's right.
All right, anyway, guys, thanks for coming in this year. Hope to see most of you again. You'll be back next year, won't you? With your teacher?
Yes.
I'm just making fun of it. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. And Eric FFA, thank you for coming in. And
thanks
happy National. Yes, ma'am. And you guys be careful going back home.
All right, thank you.
We'll be right back after this. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I didn't dare to get up. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. You guys be careful. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah. You're on Facebook, don't pick your nose, alright? Those two mics there, you guys use this one and those two mics there. You don't have to put your mouth on them, but you need to peek into it and hold it close to your mouth. This one here, just like about where you're at.
Our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers by getting their cotton churned in a timely manner.
We had Go Pokes and Boomer Sooner deals going on in here a while ago this evening. See, you guys are probably what? A&M or Texas Tech fans? Texas Tech? And the rest, you don't even care, do you? We'll have a little fun on here. We got, what about?
Modern technology has had an impact on every aspect of life.
We got 20 minutes. We got a lot of talking to do. So you guys got some cool projects going on? Technologies that provide and you got some cool plans this week for National FFA?
We do. Today and every day of 2024, we salute the FFA.
Okay, cool.
And our
we'll talk about all that. And then, how many seniors? Any seniors? Three. What are you? You sophomore? You know what? You're a junior? You're a senior? Okay. I thought you was. Like I said, I just recognize you two. Where's the rest of the crew? They all leave us? Huh?
Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes.
I'm not going to pick on anybody, but we'll have some fun, all right? Got to have some fun in this deal.
Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big-time savings on big-time tires during a big-time event. the Firestone Ag Spring into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us at the Davis Angus Value Genetic Bull and Female Sale on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m., where you can get better beef bulls at an affordable price. So 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers and first calf heifer pairs.
I can't believe it.
Bulls have been DNA tested, ultrasound tested, and been tested for feed efficiency on the GrowSafe system. Please join us on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat, Oklahoma. You can get more information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
He loves the dog.
All right, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. I've picked Mangum, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 66 degrees, dew point's 35, humidity's 32, the winds are light out of the north at 6 miles an hour according to this. 10-day rain total, 96/100ths of an inch, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 44 degrees, 1-day average, that's down, so we won't say that. Sunset at 6:23, the days are getting longer. 67 today for a high, 37 tonight, and 73 and mostly sunny and just gorgeous tomorrow. So anyway, one more thing with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information. If you experience livestock theft in person and virtual producer education, Beef Direct sales list that connects consumers with Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, it's a wonderful magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and help protect your way of life. Go to www.okcattlemen.org or call Lori 580-273-5137. All right, in the studio with me now is the Kelton, Texas FFA. I recognize a few of them here, and we got a new ag teacher too. And so anyway, happy National FFA Week, and welcome to the show, kids. Somebody talk. Let's start with you. Introduce yourself and what officer you are, and if you're senior or junior, whatever.
I'm Addie Kimbrough. I'm a senior, and I am the president.
All right.
My name is Raj Bhakta. I'm a senior too, and I'm the vice president.
All right.
My name
is
Ashley Aitken. I'm a senior at Kelton, and I'm the secretary.
All right.
Hello, my name is Jed.
Talk to you, if you will, please. There you go.
Hello, my name is Jed Erickson. I'm a senior at Kelmont ISD, and I'm the treasurer.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Gabriel Alvarado, and I'm a sophomore.
All right. You weren't here last year? Do you have a brother that looks like you?
No.
Anyway, was there somebody here last year that kind of looks like him?
Maybe Cash.
Okay, all right, kind of looks like him. Well, let's start with you, Miss Printed. Presidente, what do you guys? What's one of the things you guys got planned for this week to celebrate National FFA Week?
I think the biggest thing we have going on is Thursday, our pancake breakfast.
Okay.
So
and when is that, and what time is it from?
That'll be on Thursday at 6:30 is when we're starting to 11 ish somewhere in there. We've opened it to everybody who wants to come. We're doing by donation only. Just come get you some pancakes, and I think we're gonna have bacon, sausage. It'll be a pretty good breakfast.
All right, cool. What about you, sir? What else is going on this week?
I think we should add on that the proceeds of that will be going to a scholarship fund.
That we have for our last FFAI teacher that recently passed.
Okay.
So we have a scholarship fund for him.
Him in his honor?
Yes.
He was a good teacher.
He was a really good teacher.
Yeah, I hated to hear about that. And so anything else going on this week that people around Kelton need to know about? I turned your mic down. Go ahead, tell her.
We're also doing coloring pages for elementary.
Okay. And that goal is what's going on every day, I guess, or?
No, it's just more like we have the coloring pages that we've handed out, and it's like you submit them, and then like they'll pick a winner or whatever. So we're having all of our little kids color.
Oh, cool. What is it like? Farm fields, tractors,
yeah,
stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it just had like Kelton, or not Kelton, but just like FFA, and then like I think there was a pig, a tractor, some trees, just stuff like that.
Okay. All right. To you, young lady, what are you doing this week to celebrate National FFA Week?
I'm helping out with the pancake breakfast.
I gotcha. All right. Back to you, young man. Pull that mic over and talk into her. What else is going on this week at Kelton?
Really, that's pretty much it, to be honest with you. We really are focusing a lot on this pancake breakfast, as it's really important to a lot of us, you know. Because we had that teacher last year, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be a great deal in his honor. So, anyway, off to you, young man. You're a sophomore, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your second, third year?
Second
year? What have you learned so far in FFA?
What have I learned?
Yeah, have you learned anything just sticking out? And what sticks out in your mind so far in your 2 years at FFA?
Like before, I was in agriculture. I didn't really know anything about livestock.
Right.
So like having Morgan, even her retrieve.
Right.
Like they taught me a lot about livestock. Like I didn't know anything about cattle, for example.
Right.
And it's just they kind of like. Through livestock judging, I kind of like realized how cool and interesting it was.
Right. So
it really does interest me.
All right. Let's go back to you, Miss Presidente. All right. So what? You're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
What's your plans?
I'm thinking about that. Like I said, thinking. I changed my mind a lot. I'm really thinking about becoming an elementary teacher.
Okay. Where you got plans to go, what, Texas Tech or
I wanna
OSU?
I want to do something online.
Go Boats!
I would rather do something online.
Okay.
Where I don't have to, like, leave and go. If I can just stay in my hometown and get my degree.
So do you live on a farm right now?
No, but I have, my family owns one. We don't live on it, but it's just right outside of town. We manage a lot of it.
So what do you guys got going? Cattle?
Cattle. We have like, I don't remember how many head it was, but we have a bunch of cattle.
Right.
And we just, you know, in the winter it's always cute to see all the little babies that are being born and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's a fun time of the year.
Yes, for sure.
Unless you have to show up this morning right before you're supposed to be at work and you have to get the calf pullers out. That wasn't no fun. But
yeah, we haven't had to do that yet.
That was my first one of the year today, so I felt pretty blessed. We figured about 90 pounds. It was a big boy.
Yeah,
she wasn't happy, but she was happier when we got him out. Anyway, so what about you, young man? Where are you going?
I think I'm dead set on mechanical engineering. Right now, I'm thinking about UT Austin, but I'm still waiting for some college letters to come in.
You've been working on scholarships. You got some scholarship stuff going, probably.
Hopefully, I get some.
Right. And because talking with you, I remember talking to you last year because you were involved in the tractor project, mechanical projects, wasn't you? How'd that go? You guys were going somewhere after you left here. How did that turn out? Do you remember?
Was it the tractor tech?
Yes, it was.
I think our bus broke down on the way there.
Yeah, oh, man.
Our speedometer went out.
You guys couldn't fix it?
Nope. I think they had to fix the transmission, and it took like a month or two to get it fixed. But I think we did all right there. We didn't advance, but it was definitely a learning opportunity for all of us.
Right. So why mechanical engineering? You just like that stuff?
Ever since I was little, my parents have always said I was a troublemaker in our home. I was
always fixing stuff that wasn't broke.
I used to take off cabinets off of our pantry, pull apart the fridge, microwave, and just try disassembling things and reassembling just to see how they work.
You sound like fun.
For them, it wasn't.
Why did it not go back together the way you took it apart?
Well, I don't think they enjoyed having a microwave in 20 pieces. Majority of the time.
They probably needed it about the time you took it apart, huh?
Yeah.
So, good luck with you that. That sounds fun. You'll have to make sure and let the teacher know how you're doing and keep me updated. That'd be pretty fun. All right, young lady, it's up to you. Get up to that mic and talk loud. What are you thinking?
I plan to do architectural design online.
Plan to do what now?
Architectural design online.
All right, you do? Oh, why architect?
I like art and designing things.
Right.
I just want to keep art into my career.
Right. Anyway, so what? You're a senior, right?
Yes.
And so what an FFA are you going to take for the rest of your life? What's one thing that sticks out in your mind that's just like, I'm taking this and I'm going to use it the rest of my life?
Probably teamwork.
Teamwork? That's pretty important. That's good. I think that's the first time I've heard that this year. Somebody said teamwork. That's awesome. Anyway, earlier I had the McIntyre girl in here, but she was just going to OSU to keep her sister company. I don't even know if that's teamwork. She's just going to keep her occupied. So anyway, it's pretty fun. So anyway, so anything else stick out in your mind? Nope. All right, let's go to you, young man.
I really want to do something with art in general, like maybe be a professional artist. It'd be nice. I took a lot of my experiences from ag and stuff. It really made me appreciate like animals and livestock a lot more than I originally did, you know.
Right.
It taught me a lot about like that musculature and stuff, the kind of stuff that you need to appreciate, especially when it comes to like livestock judging or something.
Right. So are you currently, or do you live on a farm right now?
Yes, I do.
What do you guys all do on your farm?
It's not really a farm. We just have animals and horses there. My family's kind of really big into rodeo and stuff.
Right.
And my sisters, they like to rope and barrel race and stuff.
Right. Did they do breakaway?
They do breakaway, yeah.
Are they pretty good at it?
You know, breakaway is a pretty popular sport these days.
Yes, it is. It's my favorite.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's my favorite.
I can't believe how fast people go now. It's wild.
Yeah, I was, back in when the NFR was going on, some gal was like 3.1 or 2.9. It was like, you're done.
You know, I believe it, man.
So,
yeah, it's
anyways,
crazy.
So do you help your sisters out with their project with rodeo?
Yes, I do. Usually like either haze the calves or,
right,
run the chute or whatever. I can rope too. I just sometimes choose not to.
I got you. How about you, young man?
I'm still pretty young, so I don't really have my mind like fully dedicated on something. But I would like to do something in science because I really do like science. It's like my favorite subject in school.
Well, all you gotta do is want to. How's that?
Well, I mean,
if you want to be in science, all you gotta do is want to.
I want to be in science.
All right, there you go. Your mind's made up. Anyway, well, I'll go back to you. You see, what are you, a senior?
I am a senior.
Okay, so what you got planned? I think you told us, but I want you to.
Well, like I said, I'd really like to be a professional artist.
Right.
I got really into art. I have a great art teacher at Kelton. I learned a lot from her. She's very good. We just did a competition the other day. She's also in art too. That's, I think, what led her to want to
do like art
architectural
too?
Design. Yeah. It's really something interesting. We did this. I did a cool piece the other day. I really liked. That's a go-no competition. But that doesn't really have anything to do with ag.
Was it an animal?
Well, yeah.
Well, it had something to do with ag.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So
is there anything that sticks out through your 4 or 5 years in FFA that you're going to take on in life with you?
Yeah, I didn't really actually know how to stick weld when I started
at ag
in my freshman year. And our previous ag teacher, Jimmy Morgan, he did a really good job of teaching us that. I didn't know how to cut with an oxyfuel cutting torch.
Right.
And that's kind of stuff that, that you can use forever, you know?
Yeah, you always have forever.
Yeah.
I started in... When I was in FFA, we started as freshmen. And anyway, started cutting and welding, and it interested me so much, I took Votech welding on top of it. So I really like it. Now I burnt my eyes real bad.
Oh.
I can't do it full time anymore, but I can do it as a hobby. But I do love to weld. So anyway, good luck with that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Let's get your teacher up here. Can we get the teacher up here? Take one of the spots here. This is your first year at Kelton, so we're going to break you in good on the show today. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Tell everybody who you are.
Hi, my name is Lauren Shreves, and I took over at Kelton this past semester, and it's been a super fun experience so far.
All right. Okay, so where did you come from? Where's home?
I'm originally from the small town of Gunnison, Colorado, and I recently went to West Texas A&M and graduated in December. So.
They're giving you crap. Anyway, so whereabouts in Colorado?
Gunnison, Colorado. It's on the western slope.
Western slope. So all the way from the slopes of western Colorado to the plains of Texas.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All you guys plumb thickets of grass around you now, right?
Yes.
Anyway, how's things been going so far?
It's been super good. There's some super great kids at Kelton, and they're super interested in FFA and contests. So we're working on CDs and stuff like that. It's been super busy, but
right.
It's been a super good time so far.
Yeah, because last year the crowd that was in here from the Kelton FFA, you know, I think you guys had, what, 3 or 4 tractor projects going on? Do I remember right? Is that...
we had, two teams last year? Three?
Two teams and one... maybe 3 teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 3 teams of tractor tech last year, so all of them were working on the same thing.
See, I think FFA, and it's getting better, FFA has always been branded as the kids that go show cattle or pigs or sheep or goats now. But anyway, nowadays, you guys, we went to livestock judging and speech contest when I was a kid, but not very many. But it just seems like you guys are going to those all the time now, which I think is great.
Kelton FFA actually has not opened showing up to, if you show, you don't show through Kelton FFA generally. Through Kelton, we show through 4-H if you show.
I got you.
We do more CDE competitions, LDE, stuff like that. We don't really do the showing part of it, actually.
Okay, so that works. So I think it's great. I think it's great. And then the young man over there just said, you know, welding and cutting. And, you know, I think he's the first one that said that this year about that was sticking to him through his lifetime. So everybody answered it different. I think it's pretty cool. What was your plans when you were in FFA? Were you going to become an ag teacher?
Actually, no. It wasn't until about senior year that I decided to become an ag teacher. I had a really good ag teacher growing up. He really inspired me to be an ag teacher. So.
Pretty good. So were you on a ranch out in the Western Slopes, or were you in town?
I actually lived in town. I'm kind of a non-traditional ag kid. I showed through FFA and 4-H.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely didn't grow up on a farm or ranch.
So is the weather better or worse here?
Definitely a lot warmer here than it is in Colorado.
Hey, don't get used to this year. If this is your first year here, don't get used to this, because this is exceptionally warm winter for us. Climate change.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to the Texas Panhandle. Welcome to Western Oklahoma, and good luck. I think you got a good set of kids.
Yes,
I don't know what the future generation looks like, but anyway, these are pretty good kids. I just remember these two here from last year, and they're pretty sharp, and they're not bashful. So who was in an eggshell before they become an FFA?
I think all of us.
All of you were?
Definitely me. Raj, I think you were too.
Definitely.
Ashlyn's still kind of is. We haven't broke her of that yet.
Yeah, I can tell that, but that's all right.
Jet is just outgoing anyway, so he's never really...
Yeah, he's never struggled with it.
Yeah, he's never struggled with it. Me, I definitely did. I don't think I really came out of my shell until about last year when Mr. Morgan, made me run for district officer because I'd been wanting to do it, and he was like, all right, this is your year, and so he made me do it last year, and that's when I really became out of my shell.
I got you. Yeah. Well, good. You're doing a great job, okay? I'm going to tell you right here, you're doing a great job. Isn't she, boss?
It's a lot easier when you're behind a microphone rather than in front of a bunch of people.
I don't know. You got 15,000 people out there listening right now, and they're watching you on Facebook.
Gabriel actually is our top Texas district officer this year.
Oh, yeah?
He went up and gave a speech in front of all those people this year. We made him suffer through it.
And you did all right, didn't you?
No, off-roads.
You stuttered really bad.
I had a speech, and I could have pulled out the paper. I had it on and read from it. But I decided, when I was walking up, that I just didn't want to do that. So when I got out there, I just started talking, and then I froze because I was just going off my head. And, then I just kind of got scared, then I walked away.
He told everybody whenever he froze not to laugh at him, and it just made everybody
laugh
more.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
And that's when you should have just come out like Superman and just did it.
Well, it worked by some miracle, and district office right now, so thank God.
No, and you didn't get there by the speech, right?
No.
What was it, your good looks and charm?
It was something. Maybe not good looks, but...
Oh, well, guys, thanks for coming in today, and happy National FFA Week, and to my seniors, I won't see you again, but good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the music's playing. I got to quit talking to my FFA kids. But anyway, tomorrow, Canute and Sarah FFAs will be in here tomorrow. And so anyway, happy National FFA Week to everybody in FFA, future, past. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless. One second.